You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A little news out of Dodgers camp that kind of shook the baseball world in a little bit. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Footer here with Ken Gernick. Ken, okay, so Clayton Kershaw has gone on the disabled list, which is, bad news for not only the Dodgers, but for baseball fans who like watching the guy pitch. So tell us what's going on with that and the treatment he receives and what we might be looking at here.
Well, he went on the disabled list with lower back pain. The Dodgers tend not to give specific diagnoses. So we're left to kind of guess as far as how serious it is. It was serious enough that he took an epidural injection and that he's on a DL. So serious enough for a guy who's only been disabled once in his career in the big leagues. While they're hopeful that it'll only be 15 days, usually with epidurals, it tends to be longer because they're usually used for, disc pressing on nerves. So that's all speculation, but it's no speculation about the fact that he's been pitching in pain and that he's now not pitching. And the longer he's out, the longer it'll take for him to rebuild his arm strength so that he can pitch deep in the game. So while the optimistic hope is that he's back after the All-Star break, who knows? It could be longer than that.
Yeah, the Dodgers have the equivalent of a starting rotation on the disabled list, which is very disconcerting. I'm stating the obvious here, that the rotation is having some issues just trying to fill it and stay healthy. How does this affect the rotation? Does this mean Arias, who we've talked about on this podcast, is kind of reaching that innings limit? Does this make them maybe want to push him a little longer and keep him around? How does the rest of this rotation shake out?
Yeah, as far as Julio goes, the plan, if everything went well, was to give him a few starts here, to shut him down, and bring him back at the end of the year. They haven't said it specifically, but it looks like they've scrapped that plan, and now they're going to probably use up all the innings. They haven't told us how many, but it's probably going to be about 120. Use them all now, and get them as deep as they can, and hope that either McCarthy or Ryu are back sometime after the All-Star break. But the Dodgers, unfortunately, right now, because they've had so many pitching injuries, their strategy now is basically hope. Which is never a great strategy, but that's all they got. They're hoping that these injured guys come back, but they've been hurt for so long, and so many of them have been hurt, that, they just don't grow on trees, and they've run through so many of them. Like you said, they've got pretty much a whole rotation on the table.
So as far as, those horses, and not horses, because they don't really have those, but the innings eaters, Scott Kazmir, they need some of the veteran guys to step up and really, hang in there and pitch deep in the games, because this is not only... Is it rough for the rotation, but it also can really have an effect on the bullpen if they have to start piling up too many innings.
Well, of course, that's true, but you're trying to win games. So if a guy's struggling, you don't leave him out to need innings. Although that's kind of what they wound up doing last night with Brock Stewart in his major league debut. We had a five-run second inning. He batted twice because they kind of had no choice. And they knew that they were kind of scrambling Friday with Kershaw very unlikely to get that start. So, really, it's a day-to-day, fire drill here. And that's certainly not what the Dodgers have become known for as far as pitching, but they're in crisis mode here. It's really been an epidemic, and, no team really has the kind of depth to survive what they've had to go through. You could criticize them maybe for signing a bunch of players that have a history of breaking down, but, whether you criticize them or not, the fact remains they're in crisis, and they don't have a lot of options to pull out of it.
So moving on to somebody else, so Brock Stewart, he kind of tweeted out that he was coming up to the Dodgers. So he's 24 years old. I guess we're assuming that he's going to slip into the rotation maybe for a little bit.
Brock Stewart was invited in spring training with the big league club. Dave Roberts said he's never seen him pitch, so that's where they are. With $240 million payroll, their starting pitchers that their manager has never even met. But he's been really good. He's moved through three classes in 3 months. So A ball, Double A, and Triple A, and he was dominant in three starts at Triple A. So they're going to give him a start in the big leagues, and we'll see Wednesday how that goes.
Yeah. So he was a 2014 sixth round draft pick. And like you said, he's just shot through these minor leagues. 147 ERA, I think, over the course of with everything combined. So that's pretty good. Okay, so you mentioned Urias is probably coming up on his innings limit. So I forgot to ask you about Scott Kazmir. Is kind of he's just sort of there, and I haven't really touched on him in a while. So we'll just end with that. It's really weird. His first inning, he's like got a 9 ERA, and then a 3.93 from the second inning and beyond. So it's not a matter. It's not really having a bad year, right? He's got a few wins, and it's just a matter of does he know why this is happening to him in the first inning?
No, he has no idea. But they're going to try something different when he warms up for his next start. He said he's going to try to do like a simulated game. He just said that this time in the heat and humidity in Pittsburgh on Monday, he said he felt like he was underwater that first inning, and he wasn't until he got back into the dugout after the end of a 40-pitch inning that he kind of the energy kicked in and the adrenaline kicked in. So he said the way he was describing it, it was almost like he's just not focused yet until he makes some pitches in the game. So they're going to try to accelerate that focus process and get him focused in his pregame warm-up. And maybe they ought to start a relief pitcher for an inning and just tell him to go out there in the second inning. You don't have to worry about the first inning.
Yeah, if they can only do that. Okay, good stuff. Thank you so much, Ken. Have a good week. We'll catch up with you next time.
Okay. Thanks, Allison. You too.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.